Hey, P1s, introducing Live Your Free from TXU Energy, the first and only energy plan of its kind that automatically adapts each month to give you free energy when you use it the most. It's 100% personalized to you, so you're always getting your biggest savings. Learn more at TXU.com.
Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Congratulations, little one. Today is your birthday. I don't celebrate birthdays, of course, but I thought I would take this moment to say congratulations on the day that you were born. And in my opinion, you should spend this day with your mother and your father who conceived you, and you should be giving them the presents and being thankful that they brought you into the world. And the future is yours, and you can do whatever you want. So congratulations. I love you. Goodbye.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
All right, Sturm and Dallas.
.258. Sturm in Dallas.
.258, Robin. Here's mine.
Thank you, Bob. Tito's Handmade Vodka and A1 Locksmith and Security brings you Dan Sun.
And in studio today, filling that 3-7 slot.
It's a big hole.
Or slit.
Shut up, Ty.
Shut up, Bob.
Is
that's not a real drop.
Today's hard line. Ty and Eli.
Oh, just Eli as good Jordan. As the regular.
Yeah. Guy. They've got Ty. We've got Eli. Give me Eli.
People love us.
Yes, they do.
Named after?
Sam.
Eli Manning?
Yes.
Eli Whitney.
Absolutely.
Inventor of the cotton gin.
Like 6 months older than I am.
All right. All right. What do you think, Trey?
Wasn't Eli Whitney invented the cotton gin?
Maybe.
So today is July
weekend.
Excuse me, Trey. Today is Tuesday, right. July 16th, the 197th day of the year. 168 days are left in 2019.
Right.
So, Jake, on this day in 1969,
very nice,
very nice.
Apollo 11 blasted off from Cape Kennedy on the first manned mission to the moon. It would travel nearly 3,000 feet.
On the moon?
On the moon?
All the way to the moon. Or was it 30,000 they were saying?
I think 32,000, which is...
You're going to the moon?
.0, repeating one better.
That's a pretty serious vocal fry for an eight-year-old, too.
So on,
some...
What is that?
To the moon! To the moon! Yes.
Hold on.
Yeah. Right. Maybe he'll be an airline pilot one day.
We are flying at 32,000 feet above...
32.
Midland, Texas.
32,000 right. feet. You on the moon?
Up next, big trade in the NBA.
Right. So,
same day as my pig, by the way.
Wow.
Little fun fact.
Really?
Wow.
What a day.
What an epic day of broadcast.
Banner day.
There's a lot of moon programming going on this week on the TV because of the 50-year anniversary of the lunar landing.
We're going to do a segment today, Dan.
Bye.
I don't know.
We're going to have Blake on to refute your segment.
What's the movie that, like, Stanley Kubrick made a movie about how he faked the moon landing? Does nobody know what I'm talking about?
I've heard of it. No, The Shining.
Is The Shining supposed to be just clues for him apologizing
With my daughter, I watched the documentary, which is about The Shining, which supposedly contains many clues about how Stanley Kubrick faked the moon landing.
I'm going with that theory.
It's ridiculous.
Okay, that
first
sounds
of all,
great.
The documentary is absolutely ridiculous and extremely far fetched. So on this day in 1999, let's play Where Were You? Ty, do you know where you were on this day in 1999?
I was working at KRLD TSN.
Eli?
I was probably drinking my ass off after graduating high school.
Yeah.
For the entire summer, it was just nothing but Keystones.
Ryan Medine?
Probably nomming on some mush carrots. I was only three.
No. You were three?
So
hopefully you're eating solid food. Yeah, geez, dude.
Still had a beard, though.
So he was gay, but he had a boy. A
no,
girlfriend
different
kind. Oh.
Different type of beard.
Oh. Jake, 1999, this day.
Freshman year. don't recall anything about it.
Mo.
High school?
Probably getting geared up for 2-a-days.
Yep.
And Mino.
To make 9/11 jokes.
I was probably watching Armageddon in the theater. I think that was 99.
Your age?
I was 10 years old.
I think Armageddon was like
97. Drinking my ass off.
I'll let Bob answer. Do you know exactly where you were? Because I know exactly where I was. Like what room I was in.
Definitely sitting next to you, but I can't place.
We were together.
July 16th, 1999.
Well, let me just tell you that it was a Saturday. And we were doing a Saturday show that week.
Okay.
Because remember how we demanded the Saturday show?
Is this when you called him baby?
Love to do those.
Hold on, baby.
It's when they followed up another show.
So is there...
No, we were doing a Saturday show. We were in the production
room. Oh, is this the...
Oh, I know what this
now,
is. This
the July 17th on this day in 1999, Norm would...
well, the clean.
Norm would go talk to management and...
demand firings,
express
right?
his displeasure at the rant. Well, we were...
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
We're in the production room listening to the rant as we were putting together that open. Today's open for the Saturday show. And that is the day that John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife, and her sister died when their single-engine plane, piloted by Kennedy, it says here, plunged into the Atlantic Ocean near Martha's Vineyard. The story I remember, the rant fixating on the location of the island they were heading to was Gay Head. It's called Gay Head.
I don't think you really say it that way, though.
How do you say it?
Gay Head.
I guess I'm not as comfortable with that as you are. So, just a little fun. Where were you on this day?
It was the day that Camelot died.
Totally.
I guess I didn't realize that Norm didn't work for the ticket yet.
No, Norm was not at the ticket. He was at Cliff.
Still felt like he had the swing.
The day that Camel Toe died.
But Norm certainly didn't like the ticket.
That's got to go.
We just dump something?
Hey, Turley.
Hey, I'm back, L4G.
Wow.
Killer wouldn't have dumped it.
I know, dude. For the last 2 weeks, nobody's been in my ear about this or that or the clock or the dumping.
I like to clean up these streets.
Like
Dick
Mackey.
Into today's P1 birthdays, we have my good friend, if I was P1 Allen, I'd say my good friend and coworker.
Nice tidy 2 minutes of content.
Trevino. Happy 24th birthday.
Mino, anything?
His leaders are Ty and Gordo.
Coffee.
Whoa.
Oops.
And he would like to hear the terrorist breaking news sounder.
How did that happen?
We have the terrorist?
Breaking terrorist news now.
Abu al-Zarqawi just got capped. Breaking war news now. Now. On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, good.
All right.
And Pope Jay not dead. Here. Jay Knott, my birthday is today.
Knott.
Me and my bro and our buddies have taken last place in 3 consecutive Dunham and Miller Opens.
Knott! Well done.
My heroes are Killer and Bob. So, there you go.
Okay.
James Bond.
I love Bob. We missed you, Bob.
Is that a backhanded compliment, Bob?
I feel complimented. Thank you.
In other birthday news... Blake Jarwin is 25.
Damn, he did that. Okay, I thought they were... Yeah, I'm a dumbass. Never mind.
Please tell me what you're about to say.
I just saw the Cowboys post that video, and I'm like, oh, it must be the day of that, you know, because they play a lot of NFL games in July. That's when he scored his 3 touchdowns.
Oh, so you're going to be like, well, he did that on his birthday?
Yeah, because I'm still slow from the weekend.
Still slow from the weekend.
But he did score 3 touchdowns, and that's
Like in one game?
Incredible. Yeah.
Like in the last game he's played.
One name.
Last regular season game.
So what if...
What do you seal?
You projected that over a full season.
It's like 48 touchdowns.
Do you see that coming?
Man.
I do not. I'm just going to say I'm skeptical.
I'm skeptical he'll be on the field ever.
Oh.
Gary Anderson is 60.
Ooh.
Is he the guy that missed the kick after not missing a kick? And
That's a hard line zone.
In the NFC Championship
Tell me about
game.
Gary Anderson, Bob. Was it the Vikings, right?
Yeah. Vikings, Falcons.
Was he like a Steeler kicker before that?
Yes.
Steeler
yes.
Dan.
Many years.
Steeler Dan knows that. Phoebe Cates is 56.
Ooh. That's right. A hard line zone.
Damn.
Anybody see that lately?
No, but who's watching Stranger Things?
Not me.
Nope.
I love it.
Are you familiar with Fast Times and Phoebe Cates?
Is that a show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
So in the current Stranger Things, it's at least in the first four episodes.
That's where I'm at.
So this is the song that they played when Judge Reinhold had a vision of Phoebe Cates coming out of the pool and he's actually pleasuring himself, right?
Hi, Brad.
Well, in who's the lifeguard in Stranger Things? Billy.
Marlo.
Billy, Max's brother.
Oh, okay. This was in the first episode. I've seen this part.
So when Billy comes out of the pool area and he's walking slowly, this song is playing.
All the moms looking at him.
And all the moms are sucking in their guts and...
pulling their sunglasses
doing
down.
Doing their hair, yeah.
He's coming.
But you only you have to be a fan of Fast Times to get the full circle joke there.
To enjoy it as much as you did.
I enjoyed it quite a bit, and the
I didn't realize I didn't enjoy it enough.
The wave of disinterest flowing through this room will not deter me in any way.
I got you, Dan.
Hey, stick to your guns, Dan.
As Jake just looks like he's rolling dice up there somewhere near his face. I don't get it.
Like Brad.
Why would you roll dice that high? Jimmy Johnson is 76. Claude Lemieux is 54. Bob.
Friend of the show.
Hi.
Giant thighs. Remember that? I just remember his thighs.
I planned on hating him, and then he turned out to be kind of a nice guy.
Yeah, he was really cool.
Disappointing.
Timothy Mozgov, 33.
Boy, remember when he was going to save the Cavs?
Champion. He's a champion.
Boy, I think he
was going to keep
cleaned up
LeBron
in free agency, didn't he?
LeBron was never going to leave.
Yep.
Right. They were going to build around...
For 64.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy, game is good. And, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series or bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Barry Sanders, 51.
What was the question?
Emmett Better, right? Do we agree?
We got a Twitter poll up.
Emmett Better?
At what?
Cooking pork at Game Day Stadium.
Everybody's going
to Game Day Stadium. Look for everybody out there to be using some type of pork meat on their grills.
Pork meat?
Where is Game Day Stadium exactly?
Mentioned on the show for the second day in a row. Margaret Court is 77.
Wow.
Why did we mention her yesterday? Bob was really into Wimbledon, I think.
Serena was trying to tie her record for, I think, Grand Slam wins or some such.
And we were debating whether Margaret Court is the good name for it.
Oh, and Michael Flatley is 61.
No! Lord of the Dance.
Oh, Lord of the Dance.
Lord of the Dance, but still not the Forbidden Dance, which is the Lombada. Yeah. He wouldn't even try that. Also, Will Ferrell, 52.
Greatness.
Is he that great?
Yes, he is.
Let's just ask the question and step back. Corey Feldman is 48.
Corey?
Just because you didn't have to watch 10 other movies to get any of his comedy. Yes.
I'm just kidding. Will Ferrell's obviously great. You don't have to throw me against the wall, dude. It's a little comedy, a little lightheartedness, a little having fun. Jake's
past
back,
is prime.
Man.
I just want to attack Stranger Things. That's all.
Corey Feldman, Bob. Is that the Corey?
Corey?
Jake, we were at the taping
Jake,
of The
Stranger
Soup,
Things,
and somebody
something?
Famous showed up. Was it Corey Feldman?
Don Clendenin?
Do you remember the show?
Yeah, for sure. It was Corey Feldman.
Wasn't Corey Haim, I can tell you that.
Yeah, he gone.
He's a dead?
Yes.
Moment of silence for Corey Haim.
Maybe it was Marty Feldman.
What did I just say?
Yeesh.
God. No respect for the dead.
Didn't
now,
Corey Feldman divorce his parents? That was always a playground tale. Dude, you can just divorce your parents.
Did you ever threaten that to your mom?
Feldman did it. McCulkin did it. I'm next.
Right.
All right, now here's some spare birthdays.
I got a birthday, Dan.
I swear.
Whoa.
Okay. Go ahead, Ty. I'm used to your birthdays, but I don't know if this is the same vein, same thread.
As it were.
I'm a little disappointed that you didn't bring it up, but today is my birthday.
What?
That's not on the list.
What?
Well, guess what?
Don't worry, I don't make the list either.
Birthday.
Why are you not on the list? You've worked here for 16 years.
I don't know. I should be on the list,
You're
right?
You're literally not on the list. And it's not like...
A little sad.
Gordo being asked to take off the list.
No, I didn't want to get taken off the list.
Or Mike Reiner pulling me aside, not mention it's your birthday, huh, Ty?
Yes.
How old are you?
You having a birthday?
Having a birthday. 49.
49 and holding.
Oh.
49 and feeling fine.
Is Ty
for
Walker.
The 39th time.
Did you? I want to show you what I brought in today for my birthday.
You know, some people have things brought in for them.
Whoa!
Some people bring in treats.
That appears to be a pack of Oreos.
Here, a little sticky note on.
Read that note.
Oreos.
And Ty, I guess, wrote the note, Eatsy's forgot my birthday. Well, I bet Eatsy's would have hooked you up if you were on the main list, because I'm sure that main list is shared with Adam Romo.
That might be it. But
break those open.
Yeah, break them up. Mega stuff.
Sure.
So you're saying Oreos... Just regular Oreos weren't enough.
What?
We needed to double the...
Say Oreos again.
No, I don't want to. Do spares.
Great.
Did we introduce spares?
Not yet. I can't start.
It's Matt Birmingham's birthday, too.
Really?
Yes.
Sure, everybody knows I'm hanging around Denton a little bit.
Graham Rahal.
Maybe he'll have a crumb of cake to celebrate.
That's all he could fit in that stomach.
One sprinkle.
An eyedropper of beer. Right?
Thank you, Ty. Yes. Duncan Keith is 36.
Hockey?
Duncan Keith.
Oh. Chip Lowmiller, 53.
Redskin.
Yerke Lume, 52.
He's a Yerk.
Miguel Indurain is 55.
Singing Indurain.
Gareth Bale is 30.
The Office, the original Office.
Wayne and Gareth.
William Van Landingham is 49.
Great name. San Francisco Giant? Maybe?
Yep. Yeah. And
Giant bitch. Oh.
And Ron Yeary is 73.
Ron Yeary. Born on this day, now dead. The man who scored the first touchdown in the first Super Bowl.
Boyd Dowler.
Max McGee. Max McGee. Fake Packer fan.
Yeah, he played for the Packers.
To
Damn
my
sure
left.
Did, Bob.
Oh, whoa.
Damn I'll tell you what, if I was a Packer
Bob.
Fan, I would know that.
He co-founded Chi Chi's Mexican restaurant.
Is that true?
Yes.
It's Chai Chai.
Roger Brees.
And Orville Redenbacher. Also born on this day, now dead. Dead on this day, still dead. I'll give you Nate Thurman.
For the life of me, I thought turkeys could fly.
And JFK Jr.
Mm. Oh.
Remember, died on this day.
Finally got it through his gay head. That
5, 4, 3
for the life
two,
of me,
and I'm getting
JFK
dumped.
So what we're getting on the show today is
shut it down.
Because we already did it!
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.